What started out as a childhood fascination with ghosts and goblins became a journey that led Ginger Howell into the occult.
I was always attracted to scary stories, to like ghost stories. When I read ghost stories, it excited me and it thrilled me and it kind of made me scared all at the same time.
Even though Ginger's family attended church, her mother had no objections to her daughter's interest in the occult. She even bought Ginger an unlikely Christmas present.
I was 13 years old. My mom had bought me a satanic Bible just because I had picked it up in a store and had been flipping through it, and she noted my interest in it and she went back and bought it.
Ginger's life took a drastic turn when her parents divorced.
My mom remarried a man who was very abusive and physically abusive, and he was an alcoholic. And so my home life went to one of relative peace to one of just complete chaos.
So in search of stability, Ginger studied spell books and as a young teen became convinced that turning to witchcraft would give her the security she desired.
I did a lot of spells of protection because my home life was so chaotic and I had abuse issues with my stepdad that a lot of the spells I did were for protection. And I felt that they had worked because out of all the children, I got beaten the less. Doing rituals and spells gave me a sense of power. Reading tarot cards, I thought, was a way to see into the future and what was going to happen, so I wouldn't be surprised by things that would come my way.
By the time Ginger was in college, she considered herself a Wiccan and joined a coven of witches.
We thought that we were just pagans, that we were worshiping nature as witches. We didn't feel like we were evil or wrong. And in fact, most witches don't believe in Satan. They believe that there's a goddess, and it's almost like goddess worship.
The coven seemed to provide the close bond Ginger lacked with her own family.
It gave me a sense of belonging and people that were also like-minded, and it gave me a sense of, I think, security, because I felt like I could deal with my problems that way, that any problem that we were having, we could deal with it by making a ritual.
Ginger and the other members of her coven cast spells. Some, they claimed, healed people. Other spells were for protection. But every once in a while, even the witches were frightened.
We actually saw beings manifest in the room that we were in, and they were very tall, probably 6.5, 7 foot tall, and they were dressed in robes, and they stood behind those points on the circle that we had drawn, and we didn't talk about it during the ritual, but then after it was done, we said, "Did you guys see that?" And we all had seen the same beings.
These supernatural manifestations scared Ginger, to a point.
Once I was doing a spell, and I was in a room, and it was rather dark, and I had candles lit for the ritual, of course, and a shadowy figure came to the window of my room on the outside of the house, and my dog started howling, not barking, but howling. And at that moment, I turned around, and I saw the shadowy figure almost trying to get in. And I blew out the candles and ran from the room. All the time that I was reading tarot cards or doing things that would frighten me, I would almost be repulsed by it, and I would put it down for a while, but then something would draw me back to it, always.
But not all of Ginger's friends were witches. One was a Christian.
She was very insistent that I needed to go to church with her. And so I began to go to church with her just to make her quit asking me.
Ginger enjoyed the church services and went again, but she didn't see a conflict between Christianity and witchcraft until she started dating Jack, a backslidden Christian who knew nothing about Ginger's other religion.
I had just gotten a new deck of tarot cards, and I was real excited about them because the pictures on them were really neat and a very expensive deck. And so I had called Jack in and showed him the tarot card deck, and I put him on the table, and he acted like I had thrown a snake down, and he said, "Get those away from me." And that was the first time that anybody had ever reacted negatively to stuff that I had been involved in.
As Ginger found love and acceptance from church members, she realized she needed to make some major changes if she was going to follow what the Bible said about avoiding evil influences.
I started breaking off from the coven right away. They would call me, they would threaten me, they really were angry that I had left their path and started going down this other path. And finally I had to change my phone number and just sever all ties, and I moved to a different house and they couldn't track me after that.
Ginger and Jack married and enjoyed being a part of the church family. But Ginger still didn't understand what a relationship with God was all about.
When I was pregnant with my first child, I began to wonder what to teach him, because at that time I was no longer in the coven. I had not been doing witchcraft or any occult things, and I was wondering what would I teach my child.
Ginger found the answer to her question late one night. She was watching television while nursing her son.
I landed on the 700 Club program because a Satanist was giving his testimony, and he was talking about how he was a satanic high priest and how he wanted to come and talk to a pastor about having a relationship with Christ. I thought if the Lord could accept him being a Satanist, then he can accept me for all that I had done and forgive me. And so that's when I said the sinner's prayer at 2 o'clock in the morning watching TV. I became a Christian.
Ginger put her tarot cards, incense, robes, and spell books in the trash.
So the next day when I took the bag out to the curb and the garbage man took it away, I felt like a whole burden had been lifted from me. I felt much lighter after all that stuff was gone.
Ginger steadily grew in her faith.
Before I became a Christian, I had a lot of doubt. I had a lot of anxiety. I never had peace in my home life or as a child or when I was involved in the occult. But since becoming a Christian, I have moments of just pure peace that you just can't put any price on. Jesus is Lord of my life, and He is alive. He is real. And I just get such a sense of security from Him, knowing that He's there and He is in control of all things.